Pygmalion, A Romance in Five Acts by George Bernard Shaw. Read by Cora MacDonald. London, at 11:15 p.m. Torrents of heavy summer rain. Cab whistles blowing frantically in all directions. Pedestrians running for shelter into the portico of St. Paul's Church. Not Wren's Cathedral, but Inigo Jones's church in Covent Garden Vegetable Market. Among them, a lady and her daughter in evening dress. All are peering out gloomily at the rain, except one man, with his back turned to the rest, wholly preoccupied with a notebook in which he is writing. The church clock strikes the first quarter. The daughter, in the space between the central pillars, close to the one on her left. I'm getting chilled to the bone. What can Freddy be doing all this time? He's been gone 20 minutes. The mother, on her daughter's right. Not so long, but he ought to have got us a cab by this. A bystander, on the lady's right. He won't get no cab, not until 11:30, missus, when they come back after dropping their theatre fares. The mother. But we must have a cab. We can't stand here until 11:30. It's too bad. The bystander. Well, it ain't my fault, missus. The daughter. If Freddy had a bit of gumption, he would have got one at the theatre door. The mother. What could he have done, poor boy? The daughter. Other people got cabs. Why couldn't he? Freddy rushes in out of the rain from the Southampton street side and comes between them, closing a dripping umbrella. He is a young man of 20, in evening dress, very wet round the ankles. The daughter. Well, haven't you got a cab? Freddy. There's not one to be had for love or money. The mother. Oh, Freddy, there must be one. You can't have tried. The daughter. It's too tiresome. Do you expect us to go and get one ourselves? Freddy. I tell you, they're all engaged. The rain was so sudden. Nobody was prepared, and everybody had to take a cab. I've been to Charing Cross one way and nearly to Ludgate Circus the other, and they were all engaged. The mother. Did you try Trafalgar Square? Freddy. There wasn't one at Trafalgar Square. The daughter. Did you try? Freddy. I tried as far as Charing Cross Station. Did you expect me to walk to Hammersmith? The daughter. You haven't tried at all. The mother. You really are very helpless, Freddy. Go again and don't come back until you've found a cab. Freddy. I shall simply get soaked for nothing. The daughter. And what about us? Are we to stay here all night in this draught, with next to nothing on? You selfish pig! Freddy. Oh, very well. I'll go. He opens his umbrella and dashes off strandwards and comes into collision with a flower girl who is hurrying in for shelter, knocking her basket out of her hands. A blinding flash of lightning, followed instantly by a rattling peal of thunder, orchestrates the incident.